Our final presentation for the morning is on collections, a collections procedure specifically described as liens and IRS collection appeals. We have a very impressive team to present this subject. First, I'll introduce Sharon Carr. Sharon is career IRS, and I double-taked on this. Her resume says she's been with the IRS for 32 years. I don't think I've ever met anyone that's been with the IRS for 32 years, but I'm glad you broke my record. Sharon heads up collection appeals, IRS in about a six-state area in the Northeast. She's got a huge number of people on her team, and we're certainly glad to have you with us today. Also, we have Martin Davidoff. Martin is an attorney, CPA. He practices mainly in the field of tax litigation with a CPA firm. He told me in a break a minute ago he has 20 people on his team. I have one. And Martin has a very impressive career of speaking and number of cases he's handled. And Marty, I think you go by Marty, is a more interesting introduction to make for the two of them. So I leave it to them. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Testing. How's that? Okay. Good morning. Oh, look at that. You guys are all awake. As you already know, my name is Marty Davidoff, and thank you, Mike, for the very nice introduction. Today, we're going to focus on federal tax liens and appeals of such liens via CAP and CDP, and we'll explain what that is, with our focus on both the basic processes and the sophisticated nuances of these collection appeal tools. These tools are critical for practitioners in representing their clients. And you already know I'm lucky to be joined by Area 1 Director for Appeals, Sharon. Sharon believes in community service and helping others. One of the things she's most proud of is giving back to the community. To gift deserving students in need of financial necessity, she endowed a scholarship in memory of her late grandfather at her college alma mater. Sharon is an avid traveler, and her goal is to visit all 50 states and all 7 continents. She's gotten 40 and 4 so far. So she's doing pretty good. And if you'd like to join her on skydiving, she's put that on her bucket list for 2025. So anybody looking to join her, give her a call. As for me, I'm the grandfather to 10 grandchildren. I love to play basketball and pickleball, although my career has been suspended for a while. And I'm the founder of Make a Smile Foundation, which has taken thousands of economically disadvantaged children on holiday, spring flings, and back-to-school sprees. If you can gather a volunteer group of at least 20 people, we'll be glad to fund a spree here in Austin or in your hometown and provide some guidance and support. So that's an invitation for all of you. So we're going to go through the slide now, and I'm going to kick it off. I'm going to turn it over to Sharon, and it's all yours, Sharon.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me? Is this mic on? Yes. Okay, good. So I'm going to go through the organizational chart for the Independent Office of Appeals. And so our current chief is Liz Askey. And acting in the deputy chief position is Shahid Babar. And Shahid is the permanent director of collection appeals. And so filling in behind Shahid for collection appeals is April Adams Johnson. So we have three primary operating functions in appeals, collection appeals being one, and we have 5 areas within collection appeals, and each of those areas have approximately 8 to 10 teams per area that handles appeals officers who work the collection appeals cases. We also have the examination appeals, which they have about 5 areas and the ACTL unit that works the high-dollar complex type of cases. Exam appeals also works the traditional deficiency, notices of deficiency cases.